Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. So a number of school districts in Central Virginia have said it's going to be all virtual. Here in Hanover, we have the choice, and I guess we seem to be one of the few that has the choice between in-person classes and purely virtual classes. And Dr. Fauci, who we were told we needed to listen to, was photographed sitting just inches away from two people, directly in between two people, not wearing his mask. So I'm just not sure at this point who it is that I should or should not believe, with one exception. Dr. Siobhan Donovan, I always believe because I know her and I trust her and I appreciate her being here. Siobhan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm honored.
Tell us now, please. Dr. Fauci told all of us, my gosh, you got to wear the mask. You got to wear the mask. You got to stay 6 feet apart from everybody. And today, for all the world to see, he violates both of those pieces of advice. What gives?
No idea. I have no idea what Dr. Fauci is doing. And I've listened to him over the weeks, but I can't speak to his credentials. I don't know what he's doing. I do know one thing, that our children are in incredible jeopardy if there's not an option for the schools to be open this fall. And it's just such an imperative, and we can go over it. Every single piece of evidence and recommendation speaks to that. And we need to do whatever we can to make sure it happens.
Okay, so when you say you need the schools to be open, do you mean for in-person classes or online classes?
I think we need both.
Yep.
But the issue is not having a choice for in-person classes, bricks and mortar, is putting an enormous number of children in jeopardy. And just think of it this way. Our kids have to be somewhere to learn this fall.
Right.
We have invested an enormous amount of money and effort into building schools that are the best some of the best in the country. Virginia ranks very high. Certainly there are more things we can do to invest in our schools, but the safest place for children to be is in the schools with the subject matter experts that can evaluate all of their needs developmentally, mental health wise and academically. When the schools are not open, those children are going to be somewhere, and it's not going to be as safe as the schools. And it's a crisis for parents, because parents are trying to figure out, after sustaining this long with the schools closed, who's going to be with their children, how they're going to learn. Not everybody has internet. This is, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with a definitive statement that it was more risk for our children to be away from school than it was for them to be in school with COVID. And they proposed guidelines to make it safe for parents, teachers, and children. Mm-hmm. And I'll point out, if the entire idea that we have to be virtual is because we're concerned about teacher safety, we know how to be safe. We've kept the hospitals and healthcare workers safe this whole time. We've kept essential workers safe this whole time. But most importantly, 60% of our childcare preschool centers where there isn't social distancing have been open for these 17 weeks, with a single one outbreak that did not require closing the school. That's adults in proximity to kids, We can do this safely. We must do this for our kids.
Wow. Now, that is a great point. State Senator Siobhan Donovan joining us. And, of course, in addition to being a member of the Virginia State Senate, Siobhan Donovan is really a world-renowned OBGYN. And I'm just thrilled that she's making time for us. This has been the argument that many of us have heard, right? We have heard, look, the kids are safe. We know that this is really not impacting children, but we have to be concerned with teachers and we have to be concerned with children perhaps bringing it home to their parents. And if I understand you correctly, you're telling me we ought not be overly concerned with that, that we have ways to manage that.
I think we have. Yes, we do. We have ways to manage that. We have healthcare workers that have been on the front lines in COVID units that are going home to their families nightly, and they're able to take precautions and best practices to make sure they don't contaminate. But the other thing is we have a lot of evidence. The evidence about COVID is constantly evolving. And we know from the Netherlands and from Europe and from other places, we are seeing reports that show children are not significant communicators of this virus. That is not true for the flu. We thought this was going to be like the flu. It's not like the flu. Children are not passing this. They're not functioning as vectors to adults. And therefore, the risk for the teachers is incredibly small. Mm-hmm. The other incident of data that's so important here is looking at the risk factor based on age. I looked at the age of the teachers in Henrico, and I believe 80% or more are under the age of 50. Anybody under the age of 50's risk of getting sick from COVID is incredibly small.
Wow.
Now, so they may get the virus, but they're not, and very unlikely to be hospitalized, and thank God, very unlikely to die.
Well, that is good to, very, very good to hear. One of the pieces of material that I came across today, and it seems to be somewhat anecdotal because I have not seen the actual empirical evidence, but there are reports. Somebody was on one of the morning television shows, said, you know, a huge chunk of America, perhaps 25-30% of Americans, have been wearing these face masks incorrectly to begin with. So I mean, and we have not seen a huge outbreak as a result of that, have we?
Well, I think I'd have to see what they were talking about on that. Okay. Again, face masks are not designed to protect the wearer from inhaling anything that's airborne. So having a vacuum, you know, having a tight seal on your face mask is not really the goal. The goal is that the wearer doesn't inadvertently spit a droplet onto a surface. And you're right, there's mixed data about face masks. I'm at the point now where the critical goals for me are reopening the economy, reopening the schools. If we need to get kind of a consensus of safety so that people feel safe and better, and it helps us accomplish those two goals, I'd encourage people to wear masks. Mm-hmm. When we figure this out, you know, we'll take a step back from that, like we're taking steps back from other things. But we look, COVID is a serious illness. You know, this is, I don't mean to minimize that in any way. And I'm so grateful for all the frontline essential workers, from nurses to truckers to, you know, grocery store attendants, to everybody that's been there. And I don't want to minimize this for teachers, because I get it's scary and you want to protect your own family. But we can take safety measures to accomplish that. And we need to move forward because schools are essential, just like all those other things we just talked about that were identified as essential.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting because in light of all this conversation about teachers, I looked at the Henrico County survey, and 91.7% of our Henrico County teachers said that they were ready to come back to work when schools opened.
Mm. Interesting. What about the numbers across Virginia? Are we seeing good numbers with this positivity rate and what have you?
Well, I think that, you know, data is something that you only get the answers that are relevant if you ask the right questions.
Right.
And I would say as we're evolving in analyzing this ongoing issue, this is not going away anytime soon. We have to learn to live with this and keep the people who are at risk safe. But what I can tell you is as I track the percent positive numbers, especially if you look regionally, We have very low percent positives at somewhere about 5.5% in Henrico right now. That is well below the threshold for safety. We're doing a good job. We have spikes that we see in the Tidewater area. Those need to be tracked so that we can see what's happening with them. But even with that, and when you look at our critical resources, we are only utilizing 21% of our ventilators in Virginia right now. So we do not have a crisis of access for critical health care services. And we have to understand, as we look at the data now, we have to be able to process what spikes are relevant because they indicate that people at risk are going to get sick, and what spikes are to be expected because people are going to get the virus now that we're more interactive. And some of that is not bad if those are people who are going to be in the low-risk groups and not get sick, and they're going to be able to begin to develop some improved community immunity.
All right, I was going to ask you, you call it community immunity. The phrase that I've always heard is herd immunity. Can you give us a 30-second primer on that?
Right. So in order to decrease the risk of transmission, you need to have a high percentage of people. And generally, when we look at vaccinations, we say 90-95% vaccination rate to make sure that you're unlikely to have outbreaks of that illness. That an example would be measles or whooping cough, that we've seen outbreaks over the last few years because there are areas where people have not gotten their kids vaccinated. Herd immunity is hard to accomplish because of those high rates that you need to have. Mm-hmm. But the more people that you have immune to a virus going forward, the less likely they are to pick it up and transmit it to somebody else. So immunity is something that's somewhat inevitable as a virus moves through a community. But the point is that people are going to get this virus. If we set a goal of nobody gets a positive test again, we're fooling ourselves. It's not accomplishable, and it is not something that we should set as an expectation. Our expectation is, how can we make sure that we minimize the transmission to people who are going to be very ill, we minimize outbreaks, and we make sure that people are safe in other ways, like economically, and kids are safe in schools. And we're going to have to tolerate a positive rate to get there.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Siobhan Donovan, it is always our pleasure to have you here, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. That is Dr. Siobhan Donovan, also State Senator Siobhan Donovan, and I value her insight. I really, really do. This is a brilliant woman and somebody who can analyze this stuff in ways that, well, the vast majority of us cannot. And I know that we get the honest, straight, unvarnished truth when we chat with Dr. Donovan. So I do appreciate her being here. Coming up at 4:05, John Solomon from Fox News Channel is going to be dropping by. Looking forward to that. And at 4:45, just about an hour from now, Ben Shapiro is going to be visiting as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.